Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, your spirit, your hand on us, your spirit within us. And we thank you, Lord, as we hear your word, that faith will continue to grow in our lives. We thank you, Father, for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I want to look at a scripture that's been really on my heart for a number of weeks. It's Psalms 19, verse 14. The King James says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Now, I remember hearing this as a child. My mother or dad would say this, or I would see it on a plaque or somewhere. And it's really ministered to me over the years. But recently, it's just become very, very important. And I want to look at it from different translations, of course, and make a few comments on it. It might be a good idea for you to read the whole 19th Psalm. It's very, very powerful, and I want to get into it more in the future. The Passion Translation says, "So may the words of my mouth, my meditation thoughts, and every movement of my heart be always pure and pleasing, acceptable before your eyes, my only Redeemer, my Protector God." Now, there's so much in this verse that we could just talk and talk and talk on, and so many different directions we could go, as with every scripture. But let's just apply a couple of things here as we kind of look on the surface of it today. What I see here initially are there two or three areas to focus on: words, thoughts, and maybe even actions, the actions of the heart. The meditation thoughts, the words of my mouth, and the movement of my heart. I really like the Passion Translation, the way it reads that way. But there's another translation from years ago. I believe it's out of, it may not be out of print, I don't know, but it's called the Rotherham Version. And it goes like this: "The words of my mouth and the soft utterance of my heart shall come with acceptance before thee." Isn't that good? The words of my mouth and the soft utterance of my heart. I want my words, thoughts, and actions to be acceptable before God. So that means I need to know what is acceptable before God. And of course, that's his word and his will, in line with his love. You know, God loves you. I can't get away from that. God loves you so much. And he wants you to be a success in life. He wants you to prosper and to have good success when we meditate on the word, according to Joshua 1:8. But the words of our mouth are so important. What are we speaking? What are we saying? I've caught myself many times saying things opposite of the word of God. And we need to call those things that be not as though they were, according to the word. We don't deny that something may exist, a symptom or a challenge, but we deny its right to remain there. And the longer we talk about it and the longer we speak about it and meditate on it, then the longer it's going to stay in the forefront of our lives. But God, I want my words to be your words. I want my meditation thoughts, as the Passion says, to be your meditation thoughts. What do you think about me? Oh, let's go back. What words are you speaking over me? Those are the words I want to say. My thoughts, I want them to be your thoughts. Now, I know some of you may say, well, yes, but his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Yes, but we have the mind of Christ so that we can know his thoughts. We can know his ways. Praise God. Not our ways, not our thoughts, not our words, but his. And I love that. Every movement of my heart be pure and pleasing, acceptable before your eyes. You know, I was in a Bible study recently, and the words came up, to mutter to oneself or to speak to oneself. That's what meditation implies or means. But we can also murmur. We can be meditating on the wrong thing and just murmur. I think I said this recently, not sure if on a podcast or not, but Bill Johnson, a Bible teacher I enjoy occasionally listening to, he said, "Have you ever laid awake all night and worried about something?" He said, "Well, we've established that you know how to meditate. You're thinking about it. You may be even speaking it to yourself, playing out different scenarios in your head. But to mutter or meditate the word of God and not murmur or complain about it is so important. I heard another Bible teacher say recently, and you probably heard this, but complain and remain, or praise and raise, or be raised. That's exactly what happens many, many times. I want to meditate on the word. I want to think about what it says. I want my movement of my life, of my heart, to be pure and accepting in His sight. The Amplified Classic of the last part of that verse says, O Lord, my firm, impenetrable rock and my Redeemer. R.K. Harrison translation translates that, Lord, my powerful protector. And He is my protector. He is your protector. In the day of trouble, in the day of challenge, He is always there for us. But what is our goal in our life? What should one goal be? I believe that the words of my mouth today, the meditation of my heart today, be acceptable in His sight. Let's pray that prayer today. Father God, we come before You in the name of Jesus, and we commit this time to You, the remainder of this day, the remainder of this week, to You, Father God. And we thank You that we commit that our words will be Your words, and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable, as well as our words to You. Because we love You, we praise You, we give You glory and honor, and we want to do that with spirit, soul, and body, with words, thoughts, and actions. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the word works.